This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. The Hood House has stood on a hillside overlooking what is now Oakmont for a century and a half. But in recent decades, only a handful of people have set foot inside the historical mansion. The two-story brick home was built in 1958 and weathered the 1906 earthquake, but due to concerns about its structural stability, it has been closed to the public since it was acquired by the county in 1974 as part of the Los Gillicos complex. Unofficial local historian Gayla Barron says we're lucky it still exists at all.
We are definitely lucky that it's still there. I'm sure that if some developer had come along and bought that property rather than the state of California to put the school there and then the county, I'm sure it'd be gone. I'm sure it'd be leveled.
Not quite 2 years ago, this reporter was escorted through the empty building as the county prepared to do some extensive seismic safety work to protect it. My guide was Charlie Cerniglia, an architect for the county who was working on the Hood House restoration project. He pointed out some of the changes that were made after William Hood's death.
The property passed eventually to Utah Senator Thomas Kearns, and he did major remodels. He added second stories to each of the sides here. He also built this magnificent oak-paneled dining room where he entertained Theodore Roosevelt and William McKinley. A second story was added over the two wings on either side of the entryway, and you'll see very, very thick walls where exterior walls used to be. The walls down here are about 14 inches thick. It's one of the only remaining pre-Civil War masonry buildings in Sonoma County.
The interior of the 8,000-square-foot home has been well-preserved, in part, Cerniglia noted, because of some protective measures the county installed when it first took ownership of the property.
We replaced the windows, did a re-roof, and added a heating system just to keep the building from decomposing, you might say.
During our tour, he explained why there were places where the wallpaper and plaster had been scraped away to reveal the brick walls beneath. Those bricks were believed to have been made there on the property by Miwok and Wapo Indian laborers. A few years ago, the county secured more than $500,000 in preservation grants, including one from the prestigious National Trust for Historic Preservation. With matching funds from the county, those monies funded the seismic retrofit work, which tied directly into those old handmade bricks. That work has now been completed, and the public is being invited to an open house this Saturday. Area residents will once again be able to see the inside of what Gayla Barron says is one of the county's most historically significant structures.
Hood was the second owner of the Los Gillicos land grant, and that goes back to General Vallejo's time. In fact, the original grant owners, the Wilsons, Ramona Wilson was General Vallejo's sister-in-law. So, I mean, it goes back to the 1830s, which is about as far back as we go in terms of European history.
There's still a lot of interior restoration work to be done, though, including electrical, plumbing, and heating systems. The Saturday open house has been timed to celebrate the venerable mansion's 150th birthday. We have details about the event and some then-and-now photos of the home on the North Bay Report website at krcb.org. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.